My first solo podcast, and I'm extremely nervous, as you can hear. And but fortunately enough, the house is quiet. Both my kids are sleeping, and husbands are doing some stuff, so I have the house to myself. And I thought, why not do one, since I need to be doing one. So here we go. So I would love to share you about this journey that I'm on, and it's amazing how you find people, and that people around me is sharing and talking about the same thing, and I could relate to that. And today I was with a group of women, and they were talking about the same thing, and I was so extremely happy and proud of being a part of that conversation, because I was able to open up, and I wasn't the only one. I am decluttering my life, not just my wardrobe, not just my garage, not just the house. I'm actually decluttering myself. I'm decluttering all those toxic things inside of me, and everything that is actually being negative and not being helpful. So I guess that's the word for it. But bear with me. As I said, this is my first one, and I'm trying to find the words as I go on. And again, English isn't my first language. I speak Sinhalese. It is the language Sri Lankan people speak, and we are the only ones who speak it. So it is quite, it's not easy, because I'm still thinking in Sinhalese and I'm speaking in English. So that's that going on there, but I'm trying. So anyway, I've been on this journey I have been trying to declutter my soul and cleanse myself and embrace life. And I had these false expectations of myself. I just think life should be perfect. Well, I used to think that. And I used to have all these expectations, and I just asked for more and more from myself. And just recently I was looking at my two beautiful boys, and Aaron, my oldest, he was looking at me like, "Mom, we can like not clean that right now. You can just cook, or you can do one thing at a time." I feel like I'm doing 100 million things, like all moms do, but come on, I'm not living in that moment. And expectations was a big thing for me, because I am so confused with how far and how much I can push myself. And this is not looking at a healthy side. This is actually looking at a very dangerous side. And I felt like I was throwing myself in a cage full of thorn, and I felt like it was pinching and hurting me from inside out, and I could feel the physical and the mental feeling of it, but I didn't know what to do. I just had to have a good look at myself and think, this is a journey that I'm on, and I need to make a decision how I want to do life and how much clutter do I have inside me. I'm working through anxiety. Anxiety is a big thing, and and I'm working through everything, actually. I'm walking back and I'm thinking back and I'm trying to figure out, I'm not trying to figure out where I went wrong. I don't think I need to do that. I just wanted to look back and understand why I have to ask so much from myself. I don't need to have this perfect consumption of myself, and I have a wonderful bunch of friends and family that supports me. Like, I don't have any family other than my husband and my children living here in Australia. My family is actually scattered around, and we try to see everyone at least once a year. But I have amazing friends, which I'm so thankful, and I think it's a blessing. Oh, it makes me so emotional that these people who are hugging me and surrounding myself in this journey, they don't ask anything in return but to encourage me and to support me, to motivate me. I did have some people in my life which I got rid of because I thought they were toxic. They were not bad people, but what I was taking from them was what was wrong. I had the assumption of copying these people, thinking that was the right way to go. But I finally realized their journey and my journey is totally different. We're all called to be something. I don't know what it is, but I'm still a work in progress. I always say that I'm still learning, and I will definitely share this journey that I'm on about decluttering, because it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to take some time. And I've been on this path for the last 4 months now, I think. Like, seriously, the last 4 months. But I think we've, as a family, my husband, myself, we've been on this path for the last year, where we actually choose who we want to spend time with, who we want to do life with, who we want our children to grow with. And so tune in while I share this journey, and hopefully I might change or inspire you for whatever it is. And yeah, so let's see. Thank you for listening to me, and I'm so sorry if I'm sounding so silly, but this is my first solo podcast, so bye bye.